you're relieved that that header went on the crossbar after all?
My header?
Yeah.
Just not in the goal, yeah. Yeah, I was. I was very relieved.
Is that the first time you've had a save of the game?
I don't. Is that a thing? I don't know. I figure that's for goalies. I think so. Yeah, maybe. If the ball's there, I'm going to do my job, and hopefully, it's not there. So, if it is a first, that's great. I mean, my teammates are doing their job.
How do you describe the overall team's performance this afternoon?
We knew it wasn't going to be pretty. We knew we're going to have to feed off of the excitement more than anything, and just know that we're at home. It doesn't matter what it looks like. We have to control what it feels like, and that's getting in the tackles. That's communicating. That's doing all the details right and the dirty stuff right. And we had spells in the game where I think we certainly could have been better, but for the majority, I think we made it clear that it wasn't going to be an easy day for the opposition. That was big.
Was the field tough to play on?
Of course, yeah. But that doesn't matter. They had 11 guys. We had 11 guys, and the conditions were the same. You know, some fields in MLS are turf. Sometimes you have to play in places when the weather isn't great and whatever it may be. So it shows good for us to come here, and you know, it's somewhere we know is going to be beautiful very soon, and it's great to play here regardless.
Reacting to that huge loss in KC with three clean sheets in a row, what does it say about the group, and what does it mean for you guys in terms of confidence and going forward?
I think we all knew that the Kansas City game was a one-off, especially the style in which we lost that game. I think there was a disconnect between a lot of the guys, a lot of the planning that we wanted to do in that game. And, you know, to be fair, not a lot of teams go there and try to press, so that was pretty ballsy. If it would have worked, we would have looked like geniuses. But, you know, maybe we could have figured things out a little bit better on the field, especially after one or two or three. But, you know, to restructure and to recalibrate to what we've been good at in the past, especially at home, was easy for us, and to do it on the road against two in-conference teams was great. Again, two games that weren't necessarily pretty, especially in New York City. DC, again, they were very respectful of us, even with a pretty light lineup, and they sat in, and it wasn't the most fun game to watch, but we grinded out two results and we moved forward, and we got to a place where we were comfortable coming back home.
You've had a chance to watch Evan Bush play for a while now. Does he just feel really locked in and kind of on top of his game right now?
Yeah, he's always been locked in. I mean, since I've gotten here, I've known that he's a guy that I feel really good about having behind me. He communicates, he makes big saves. He's a great guy in the locker room. He's a good leader, and he's a great professional. That's what you want in every player. To have one in between the posts is even more important. I think that goes for any sport that has a goalie. You're very lucky to have a guy like him behind you. So it makes my life a lot easier and makes the whole back line be very confident in what we're doing, and gives the team a sense of confidence from a very important position.